Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Folks in a crime-ridden neighborhood of Queens now calling on Governor Hochul to get involved. This is a story we've been following for several weeks now. Let's get the update. From Roosevelt Avenue in Jackson Heights, our Glenn Shuck is there and joins us.
Yeah, good morning. Later today, business owners here on Roosevelt Avenue in the corridor will be holding a press conference to announce they've sent a letter to Governor Hochul asking for the state to deploy 100 troopers in this area. Queens District Leader Hiram Montserrat.
We are really living in an urban crime zone, and our quality of life has been eviscerated. The state of New York has a responsibility to keep the residents of this state safe.
Now, Maria Gutierrez owns Victory Pharmacy. She says that gangs have been setting up tables right in front of her store out here, selling stolen goods and making it almost impossible to do business.
So many times, my husband said, let's quit. I said, I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to let them get over me. It's not right. It's not right for me or the community.
So again, she'll be at this press conference at 1 this afternoon. Now, we've reached out to the governor for comment. We'll also ask the NYPD what they think of all this and a state trooper plan. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Jackson Heights.
Well, the governor will be in the city today. This is to sign new gun safety legislation at the Javits Center. On hand for that as well, former Congresswoman and gun violence survivor Gabby Giffords. The bill to be signed would require licensed gunsmiths in New York State to post a warning about the risks that come with owning a firearm, including suicide, domestic violence, and accidental death. A former chief of the FDNY Bureau of Fire Prevention has now pleaded guilty to both soliciting and receiving bribes. Prosecutors say 49-year-old Brian Cordasco received a total of $190,000 in exchange for expediting fire department inspections for business clients of former FDNY firefighter Henry Santiago. Cordasco could get up to 5 years in prison when he is sentenced. Well, it was a scary scene in the Bronx. Eight people hospitalized, several families left homeless following a fire in a residential building in University Heights.
Fire officials tell us they believe this fire started in an apartment on the second floor. The flames spreading so quickly, firefighters had to go up the fire escape and fight the fire from the inside, trying both approaches to try and get it under control. FDNY Chief William McCormick tells us it was an all-hands-on-deck approach.
It was so severe, we actually had to put a line in through the window on the outside to fight it from two directions. While that was going on, we had several units that were involved in rescues. We removed nine civilians from the building.
Nine people experienced smoke inhalation, and one 79-year-old woman is in critical condition. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the University Heights section of the Bronx.
Three firefighters suffered minor injuries battling a blaze at a church on Staten Island Tuesday. That broke out just before 7 p.m. at Full Gospel Tabernacle at 1074 Castleton Avenue. 138 firefighters responding to put that out. So far, no word on the cause. Two streets in Farmingdale have been renamed now in memory of the two Farmingdale High School teachers who were killed last year when a bus carrying the school marching band crashed upstate. Hundreds turned out for a ceremony on the school's football field to honor Beatrice Ferrari and Gina Pelletier, Gina's brother, telling the crowd that when they drive past those new streets, he hopes it inspires them to learn new things, share their passions, and stay close with their families. Well, in better news, Mets fans looking to party tonight.
Oh my God. Yeah.
The Mets could wrap up their National League Division Series tonight with a win over the Phillies. That's after Pete Alonso launched another homer off Aaron Nola, and Sean Manea took a two-hit shutout into the eighth inning Tuesday, giving the Amazons a 7-2 victory in Game 3.
It's going to be a record year, I think. I'm excited. The late innings, that's our time to shine, and we shined all game today, and it was a good time.
They have a lot of grit. They have a lot of heart. The Mets can win the damn World Series. Let's go, Mets. It's coming back to Queens this year.
Yeah, Game 4, first pitch. 5:08 this afternoon at Citi Field. Cue the scary sound effects. Halloween season shifting into gear this evening with the great Jack-O-Lantern Blaze and Old Beth Page. This is a family-friendly, immersive experience at the Old Beth Page Village Restoration. We're talking thousands of illuminated pumpkins on display, along with pumpkin carving and a whole lot more. This gets underway at 5:30 this afternoon. It runs through November 4th. Okay, here we go. I love my dog. It's Wednesday. That means another round of voting in the race for honorary dog mayor of New York City. This week, it's Enzo the Shih Tzu versus Squiggles, the adoptable pit mix. Now, once we have a winner in this round, we'll have the final four with another 2 weeks of voting for the top two and then the selection of honorary dog mayor and deputy dog mayor. All of this is happening on social media, including Instagram and Facebook at Dog Mayor NYC. Well, Sky the dog is one lucky dog. What happened?
I was just sitting in my car listening to a podcast, and all of a sudden there was a dog on my front windshield.
Yeah, Sky ran away from her yard in Seattle. She ended up falling off a highway overpass on Interstate 5. Peregrine Jones immediately got out of his car.
She was shaking initially, very much probably in shock, and she seemed to be aware. I didn't see any signs of broken bones.
Incredibly, she not only survived, but was unhurt. He credits a strong windshield and a very slow-moving traffic. Sky was checked out by a vet and is now back home with her family. All right, if today is your birthday, time to take stock of what sparks joy and straighten up your house because you celebrate with Marie Kondo. You just got Con Marie. Yeah, also today, Bella Hadid, Tony Shalhoub, and what would have been John Lennon's 84th birthday. Wow, yeah. So, hey, if you're near Central Park, maybe stop by Strawberry Fields and that gorgeous Imagine mosaic today.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.